knee, hip or back pain? We can help at the Good Feet Store, Katara.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best. Life and free, Triple M's.
Morning, Risey.
Good morning, Tanya. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
Mine was brilliant.
Good.
Steve's was even better.
I assumed as much.
Hence why he's not here today.
No.
Why isn't he here?
I don't know. I'm curious because I haven't heard. I didn't get the text. You got the text, so
I don't know
what's happened.
Well, look, I'm allowed to talk about it now. This has been in, like, behind closed doors, bit of hush-hush for a while.
Really?
He's in love.
Love and you.
Is he?
Is easy.
Hook, line and sinker.
With?
Well, love with you. This. Oh. See, this is his song.
So this is him at home right now, just like there's birds flying around everywhere. He's singing this song.
You know that little thing that I was wearing for Rock and Record a Roos Day? The little garland of flowers around my hair.
Yeah, and it was flashing as well. It was like a nice little headpiece.
That's him. I'm not suggesting he's wearing that all the time.
No.
But that's the sort of mood he's in at the moment.
Wearing that right now doing this.
Very much so. Little bluebirds flittering around his fluttering eyelashes.
Yep.
All right.
But we've all been in love, Tanya.
I know.
How does that prevent him from coming to work?
Well, because he's like, you've heard of like love sick.
Oh, he's love sick. He's in that stage.
Love sick.
Okay.
Yeah. So this love started a long time ago, but it's only grown.
Yep.
To the point where I just said to him yesterday, you just need to take some time.
For yourself.
For yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Cover up all those mirrors and stop gazing into ponds. Because then maybe...
I can picture him doing that.
Well, that's who he's in love with. Now he cannot walk past a mirror without just going, you are
beautiful.
Absolutely.
I love you.
So that's where he is today, everyone. He's covering up his mirrors and he's not looking into ponds anymore. That's what Dr. T prescribed for his love sickness.
And what about shop fronts? You know how like you
Stop
can kind
it,
of catch yourself in the shop front
Yeah,
mirror,
every
like,
time he goes
something?
Past.
Yeah. Yeah,
he can't move. He's
walking
rooted.
Down Hunter Street or King Street.
Rooted to the spot.
All right, Steve.
So that's where he is. He's getting over his his love sickness.
Yep.
And hopefully be back tomorrow as long as the mirrors remain covered.
Beautiful.
All right.
That's good to know.
Perfect.
All right, Steve, get better soon. Hopefully this love sickness does subside once the mirrors are covered. It's Tanya and Steve. This is Newcastle Triple M. Dave from the newsroom, he's going to be in next.
Dave, huge weekend in sport.
Well, it was, and it delivered, didn't it, Tanya? So in the NRL first, of course, as we know, Penrith v Melbourne grand final. Bad luck for your Bunnies. I know you're cheering for Souths and, of course, the Raiders. But, great to see Penrith up against Melbourne. You'd have to think the Panthers will be getting most of the support.
Definitely. They're young. They haven't been there for 17 years.
Yep, they deserve it. And the crowd's going to be pretty one-sided at ANZ Stadium. There won't be too many Storm fans there.
Yeah.
As you said, 2003, the last time they tasted success, so it's been a while. The Dally M is on tonight. Nathan Cleary is the favourite. That'll be a virtual event. Interesting to see how they run that tonight and how it'll play out. They had the Brownlow last night and had players scattered all over the country, and it was a bit of a...
Did they do the a virtual red carpet?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
I was wondering about that.
Yes, nothing there. In rugby, the long wait for a Wallabies win at Eden Park continues. The Aussies lost to the All Blacks 27-7. That's their 20th straight defeat at the venue dating back to 1986. We need to win the next two tests at home against New Zealand to regain the Bledisloe Cup. And Bathurst was a thriller yesterday. Not sure if you caught any of it, Tony.
Yep.
It was a great race. Came down to the wire thanks to a couple of late safety cars. In the end, Shane Van Gisbergen won for Holden, which is fitting. It's the last time we'll see Holden racing around Mount Panorama. While Ford Scott McLaughlin finished fifth but ends the season as a three-time champion. He's now heading off to race in the IndyCar. And he got a little bit overwhelmed and a bit confused after receiving the trophy.
A lot of hard work from a lot of people from behind the scenes. My mum, dad, my sister Carly, my sister Sam, my wife Carly.
Nothing worse than mixing up your wife and your sister, is there?
Oh, he's going to cop that.
Yes,
that's
no doubt.
Embarrassing.
Now, elsewhere, it's been revealed more than 50 passengers from New Zealand have arrived in Victoria and WA despite about those states not being part of the Trans-Tasman bubble. As we know, the bubble got underway on Friday, allowing travellers to head from New Zealand to New South Wales and the top end without having to quarantine. But since then, at least 32 people have arrived in Victoria and 25 in WA, and they've essentially just vanished. There's nothing state authorities can do about these people.
See, this is
crazy.
When this story happened over the weekend, it's like, seriously, how does this happen? Because the Prime Minister was saying, hey, I don't run the borders. This is not my problem. And then Victorian, they're saying, well, you know, you'd think they'd have better control in place now that they've created this bubble with New Zealand and make sure people don't go. So who's actually running the borders?
The state borders?
Yeah.
Well, technically, it's state police have the control. But there's nothing stopping any of us going to Victoria. And so that's the thing. So all these Kiwis have arrived and, they can cross the border into Victoria. There's nothing stopping them.
Yeah, but
it's coming the other way.
But when you say they've vanished, I mean, only a few days ago, you arrive in Victoria, you'd be put on a shuttle bus and taken to quarantine. So how has this changed so rapidly?
Oh, I don't. When you arrive into Victoria, well, no. So they're arriving in Sydney and then travelling to Victoria, but there's no quarantine in Victoria for interstate travellers.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, I think if you're going from New South Wales, if we want to go to Melbourne right now today, we can travel down there, no issues. It's coming back into New South Wales. That's the problem.
That we have the quarantine.
We've got the quarantine here, so no one from Melbourne can come into New South Wales.
Well, that makes sense. Why no one's travelling to Melbourne.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so no one's going. Well, yeah, you can go there, but you just can't come back.
So why would you go there? Exactly.
Exactly. So that's what's happened here. Okay. Yeah.
It is a mess.
Yeah, so it's sort of reciprocal the way we do it with Queensland. If you go to Queensland, you've got to quarantine.
Yes.
But if they want to come to us, they can come across the border, no problem.
Yeah.
But then do they have to quarantine if they want to go home as well, the Queenslanders?
You would imagine.
Yeah. And so in New South Wales. For these Kiwis who've gone to Victoria, you'd have to think that they've got family there. There's a reason why they're going there. They want to be there for the long term. But yeah, anyway. And yeah, it's just bizarre. And three have also arrived in Tassie. But how they got in Tassie, I don't know. Because again, the fly, I don't know. They swam. I don't know. It's bizarre.
It is bizarre because the rest of us can't go to Tassie.
No. I don't know. I'm confused.
It's the magic of the Kiwi. They had such a brilliant weekend. Jacinda Ardern, what about her?
Yeah, big win. Landslide. Yep. New Zealand election. Anyway.
I bet Anastasia Palaszczuk is looking to her going, give me some of that.
Absolutely.
Speaking of COVID, so finally some relief for Melbourne after more than 100 days in lockdown. So restrictions are beginning to ease down there from today. The 5K travel bubble pushed out to 25Ks. The 2-hour limit for exercise scrapped. Groups of up to 10 can now gather outdoors. And hairdressers can finally reopen. So there are going to be lots of hairy, woolly, messy folk getting a trim today. They'll be pretty busy.
Can I just stop you on that? And I'm expecting Dave to be the oracle today. Oh,
absolutely.
All the answers.
For sure.
So yesterday they had one case or zero cases.
They had two cases yesterday.
Two cases. Yep. Yet we're talking about their restrictions being eased today. New South Wales going crazy. We're Christmas shopping. We're going to sporting matches.
Our hair's great.
Yeah,
definitely.
And we're continuing to open up but get more cases. So
that's the big concern, the big issue, yeah. So poor old Dan Andrew, that's why he's copying it because, yeah, it's different rules.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
We're just not a country. No. We're just mini countries within a border
now. What's going on there? Anyway. But look, to wrap up quickly, there's a new road safety campaign being launched in the Hunter for this week only, and it's got a bit of a twist. So there'll be these motorbike riders getting around Maitland, Cessnock, Singleton and Port Stephens, and they'll have a high-vis vest on saying Joe Rider. If you spot the rider, register the sighting on council's website and from one of those areas I just mentioned, so not Newcastle or Lake Mac councils. You contact council, tell them you spotted Joe Ryder, and you can win a $50 voucher.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so the whole point of this campaign is for us to be keeping an eye out for motorcyclists, checking blind spots, mirrors, etc. They've been doing this for 13 years in the ACT, but rolling it out here in the Hunter for the first time this week. So, yeah, keep an eye out for Joe Ryder on the roads.
I love the little acronym they've attached to this, MIDZI. Sorry, mate, I didn't see you.
Yes.
Because that's often the apology a motorcyclist get from, you know, others that say, I'm sorry, I nearly ran you off the road. I didn't see you. So, Smidzy.
And as a scooter rider ourselves.
Are you one too?
No, sorry, I'm not. Oh. But you are, though.
I thought I had a brother in the weather then.
Of course not. I wouldn't ride a motorbike anyway.
Why not?
Oh,
dangerous.
Yeah, far too dangerous.
Come on, Daniel. You're the only rebel in this studio.
Oh, my God.
Got young kids, a mortgage to pay. Oh, I can't do that. Crazy
can't
stuff.
Be dead.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, sorry. It's true. I refused to do it while Luke was little. It's only now that I could die and he's okay that I do it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's terrifying, to be honest.
Yeah, sounds great.
Sounds like a lot of fun, Daniel, this bike riding.
Okay,
pursuit.
Question with that notice for you two. Do you think that if you were to get on a bike or a scooter, that your feet should be able to touch the road? This is an argument I'm having with Michael because I think my scooter's too big.
Yeah, you should be able to, I would have thought, yeah.
I can't.
Well, what about like if you lean the bike sort of just slightly,
yeah,
like
I have
at
to
a 75-degree angle?
I have to lean it sideways.
I'm with Michael.
And then it's too heavy.
Oh,
and
yeah, true.
I almost drop it.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem right, does it?
No.
Yeah, I'm having a few issues.
Yeah.
We're on your side there. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, we've just decided between ourselves here in the studio that COVID obviously knows that it's not welcome in the Hunter.
Yeah.
Because like you, Rise, I went to Westfield on Saturday to meet a girlfriend for a coffee. I could not believe it.
How
it was
busy?
Packed.
Yeah, exactly.
Same?
Yep, same. So we went yesterday around lunchtime. I haven't seen it that busy since like Christmas time. Like, and it just felt like Christmas.
Same.
It was insane. There was people everywhere. We're in time zone. There was people all over time zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Insane. So busy.
It's, I read an article on Saturday morning that, Australians, like here it is October.
Yep.
We usually kind of go, not that Halloween's huge here, but once Halloween's out the way, people then start putting up Christmas decorations as far as lights. Like, I don't mean turning them on.
Yep.
I mean, if you're going to decorate your house, you start working on it so it's ready for when the lights turn on.
Definitely.
This article was saying that there's been a something like 1,600% increase in light buying in October.
Really?
Yeah. Now, that could mean virtually nothing, you know, compared to previous years. But then I went into Bed Bath Table on Saturday when I was at Westfield.
Yep.
I know the lady that runs it or that works there, and she was saying how she can't believe the amount of people that are coming in and buying Christmas decorations.
Really?
Like not $5. We're talking trees and huge things and expensive things.
Spending hundreds of dollars up to $1,000 on decorations.
So it's kind of like we've had enough.
Yep.
We've finished with this year, and that's the one thing we're looking forward to bring us a little bit of joy.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Don't you reckon?
And even we did it, so we went shopping yesterday to kind of almost get a little bit ahead of the game for Christmas as well.
Right.
Because you know how like a lot of shops are trying to, really struggling to get product
stock.
and stock. So we're like, geez, we better get something before there's nothing left to get.
Yeah.
You know, really, we actually think that.
You so mean food or, sorry, not food. Do you mean presents?
I'm thinking presents, like big things. So we're like talking like, I can say it. Yeah, well, I think my kids are going to ask Santa for some like mountain bikes. So we're like, let's go in and have a look for some mountain bikes to see what sort of ones we should ask and write Santa for.
Of course.
So, yeah. So even though the big, more big ticket things for Christmas. Yeah.
Well, it's just, it really did feel weird.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It felt weird because we've spent 9 months without it.
Yeah.
Packed supermarkets, packed shops, that sort of stuff.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And there was no social distancing going on where I was. I was literally in Coles, Woolies, all those places.
I know.
And people are all over each other.
Yeah. And
it's insane.
Do you find that the sign-in process for shops and things like that, that's not an issue, is it?
No.
People just don't really check.
No, people just walk in. I very rarely see everyone doing it as well.
The cafes and the pubs and the restaurants,
they're really good.
They are because I think it's much easier for licensing police to check.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yep.
But the rest of it, it's just COVID must know.
No,
just welcome in the confines of the Hunter. I am going to put you on the spot here, Rise.
Yes.
And you too, EP Nikki, because you're in here. I'm going to ask you, if you had to choose one word to describe me and my demeanour, what would it be? Okay, you can go first.
It's very stressful. Do you mean today or in general?
Just in general. What kind of person am I? You know, demeanor wise.
I'll go first. Beautiful natured.
That's very sweet.
Yep. That's my answer.
What would you say, Nick?
Can I have two words?
Yeah,
bubbly and kind.
There you go. See, that's That's kind of where I was wondering your heads would go. Mm. That's very sweet, both mm-hmm. of you. They're if both could, sucking up, by the way.
If I could answer this question in a few days' time, that might change.
There you go.
Because I know what's going on in your life today.
I am about to embark on an elimination diet today, right? So far I've been sipping on water because yep. I've got a whole bunch of tests to do after the show.
Yep.
But I believe that bubbly, kind, maybe happy-go-lucky,
yeah.
they're all about to change into devil, demon, peed off.
Yeah.
So, and this is only going to last, good news for you two, 6 weeks.
Oh, good times. So you're going to be hangry for 6 weeks running.
Basically, yes.
That's not okay.
It's not okay, is it?
You're going to be like I am every Monday morning when I restart my wedding diet, Tanya. I can't do 6 weeks straight with this.
I'm sorry. It's got to happen.
Now, we know it's for your health. So what gets eliminated from your diet today?
Everything. I believe cardboard and water are my mainstays for the next 6 weeks.
Yep.
Now, I know you went through it with your little boy, Oscar Rise.
Yep, we've been going through it for about 2 years.
There you go. Well, I did a bit of a tantrum on the weekend and I was having a bit of a rant and a rave and Michael went, grow up. Look at poor Oscar.
Yep.
He's been living with that basically his entire life.
Yeah.
But my answer was, he's a kid. He doesn't know what he's missing. He doesn't know how good wine and cheese are. And if he does, I'm taking him off Rising.
Yeah.
That is actually a good response because he doesn't know any better. He does not know
Do
any
not
better.
Feel sorry for him anymore. I used to.
But not anymore because you know what you're going to be missing. So the wine,
yes,
the cocktails on the weekend, the cheese,
the kind of
everyday.
Every food in the world apparently ends today for me.
See, at least each week, though, at the end of each week, you know the next week you're going to introduce a new food.
No,
is that right?
No.
Or no?
6 weeks of elimination, and then we start introducing.
So it's going to go,
very cranky.
It's going to go a lot longer than 6 weeks. Is that good news or bad news?
Bad news for you two, I reckon. I don't think we'll see Steve before December.
No.
So that's why Steve's off today. He knew you were starting the elimination
diet
today.
He's not silly.
He's a smart cookie. It's Tanya and Steve. There's a Triple M.
Newcastle's most affordable judgment-free gym. Fast cars, footy stars, winning gold. Great goal. Balls, jets, blood, sweat, big fights. Go the night. JR. Spin on sport. JR. Spin on sport. It's JR's Spin on Sport.
Anyone watch the Brownlow medal count last night? Yeah, look, I'm not surprised. After a big day in front of the TV with Bathurst, mm-hmm. an AFL Awards night was hardly going to measure up to that standard, was it? Especially in 2020 when it's a bit like a glorified Zoom meeting. But I'm sure the organisers of tonight's Dally M NRL Awards were watching because they may have the same issue when it comes to the high point of the night. COVID turns it into a little bit of an anti-climax.
I wish I was there to give you a big hug and put the medal around your neck. I can't do that this year, but it's my great pleasure to now ask you to present yourself for the 2020 Brownlow Medal.
Oh, no. So he... So how did that roll, though, JR? Was it delivered, like, to the door or...
Well, poor old Lockie Neal had to work out what the next step was. They snuck a Brownlow medal out on a stand behind him, so he didn't know it was there.
Right.
And then basically go and get it yourself and put it around your neck.
Oh, that's sad.
That's weird, yeah. Now, the Dally M's will be a little bit different tonight in that some players will be in the room live, others will be on a video link.
Okay.
No red carpet, no frocks and shocks. Fox Sports are saying they're going to muck around with holographic technology to bring players and coaches into the studios virtually. I've got my fingers crossed that goes smoothly. I could just see a bad moment there. But I honestly believe no matter how exciting you try and make it, an awards night is only exciting for the players.
Yeah, true.
Correction, the players that win something.
Yeah.
Or the players that get the seat closest to the open bar. Even that year when Russell Crowe was reading out the votes and it sounded cool, but it's still at its core just like an end of season prezzo night.
Yeah.
If you're not getting a free feed with someone else picking up the bar tab, what are you doing there?
Yeah, and let's be honest, it's usually about their girlfriends and their wives to dress up and get photographed.
Totally. It's about the wags.
I mean, really, Nathan Cleary, just give it to him today. Like, really.
And his dad will get coached.
Exactly.
The year, so.
There you go.
But there are people in Melbourne that have Brownlow parties that get together and watch it. Not this year, obviously. They're not even allowed to have a grand final party on Saturday. But I guess, likewise, some people will tune in for the Dally M's tonight and find it riveting.
Okay.
But as you say, like, there's a beautiful speech Lockie Neal made about his wife, Julie, and how she had to sell her
salon in Perth to follow him to Brisbane and the sacrifices she made. So it's basically a time to put her in the spotlight,
yeah.
Which was really nice from last night. So
yeah.
You're right, it's those other things. It's not just a player winning award, because otherwise it's just a night of interviews and highlights.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's something to not get excited about. Thank you, JR.
Well, you'll know who wins, yeah. But, yeah, you it looks don't like really need to watch it.
Bradman so. Best might be up for rookie as well.
There's a guy at the West Tigers called Harry Grant,
yep.
Who might pip him for post. Rookie of yeah. The year. But all Bradman right. Still had an incredible year.
Oh, yeah. Throw it out early. I'd like people to ring in and tell me whether or not you think this is true. You okay. Can have your say on this too, Ross.
Our number is 49421029. What is what true?
Well, we did a little quick road trip yesterday, Mike and I. Yep. Kind of went up to Jimmy's Beach up at Tea Gardens Hawk's Nest.
Beautiful.
and then decided to come home the long way. The long way was to continue on to Buller Dealer and then come home via Boorall that
yep.
Way,
yep.
Clarencetown, etc. So whilst we were on those narrow back roads through the beautiful area that it is, Boorall. It is lovely if you haven't taken a drive through there. There was a truck in front of us.
Yep.
And the truckie was obviously mindful. We didn't care. We were not putting pressure on this guy.
Yep.
But he was mindful that we couldn't get around him because yep. Of the state of the road. So he pulled into a little driveway and waved us forward. So as we drove past, Michael then does this indicator up, down, up, down, up, down. So what the truckie saw was left blinker, right blinker, left blinker, right blinker,
yep.
Left blinker, right blinker.
Okay.
Brinker. And I said, Mike, what are you doing? Just wave. And he goes, no, that's what you do. And I went, no, you don't.
I am with you. No, you don't do
you
that,
don't
Michael.
You don't do the left, right, left, right, left, right, do you?
Not 49421029. If you're sort of getting led around someone and if you're being courteous, do you do the left blinker, right blinker, left blinker, right?
Is that a sign? Is that a road sign? Because I've never seen him do it before. Actually, that's a lie. You know what I've seen him do it? In what? Ireland.
Really?
That's what they do in Ireland. They do. They flick their lights on and off in Ireland. But do you do left, right, left, right, left, right with your blinkers to say thank you?
49421029. The phones have lit up like a Christmas tree, Tanya, so
maybe Michael's right and we're idiots, right?
There's not a free line ringing at the moment. But what I would say, Tanya, I've never heard of that.
Neither
I've never
I.
even seen that before.
I do the wave.
Just wave. What's wrong with his hands? What's wrong with Michael's arms?
Oh, well, one was on my knee.
He didn't want to take it off your knee. Okay. Whew, okay. No, but maybe. Okay, well, we've got Liz who's given us a call.
Hi, Liz.
How you going? Good. It's a trucking thank you.
Is it?
It's a trucking
yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a courtesy thing to say thank you for letting me pass.
Well, that's what he said to me. He said, oh, us truckies do it all the time. And I went, you're not a truckie.
No, not.
But, yes. Okay, so you have heard of it and it is a truckie thing, Liz.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have to do the three on the left and the three on the right, though? Is it that way?
I don't think you have to do all of that, but, yeah, that's sort of what it is. You just go up, down, and you say, it's more or less you're saying thank you to letting them letting you pass and letting you know, even letting them know when it's right to come back in, and they'll do it back to you as well.
Very
right.
Sweet.
Thanks,
thank you, Liz.
We'll go to Port Stephens now. Jen's given you a call, Tanya.
Hey, Jen, is this a truckie thing?
Yeah, same thing as what Liz says. My husband also said the same thing. When we were on holidays, he used to drive a smaller truck. And he would say, if we pass the truck, some others let us through, that he would say, give them a wave with the blinker, up and down, say
okay.
Thank you. And
well, I've thanks, been doing Jen. It all wrong all these years. I just wave.
Let's go to someone who knows what they're talking about, an actual truckie for 25 years here, Tanya.
10-4, good buddy Bob. How are you?
Cooey cobbers.
Hey, is this a truckie thing, is it? Because Michael swears that's how you say thank you to a truckie.
Yes, mate. I've been doing this for about 25, 30 years. And, best way to keep control of the vehicle and just say, give a little thank you to whoever, even if it's one of your other truckies.
Oh.
You learn something new every day.
Uh-oh. Well, the bad news for me, Bob, is I lost the couple's bet, if you get my drift.
Oh, well. I hope it wasn't too much.
Oh, well. Hopefully he's not listening and he won't know he's won.
I'll text him, Bob. Don't worry.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
There you go. So it's a trucky thing.
It's a legit thing.
And as Bob said, keep your hand on the wheel so you're not taking a hand off to wave.
Yep.
It's up and down, up and down, up and down.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Well, I've learned something.
So have I. You learn something new every day. Well done. Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M. This is Tanya and Steve minus Steve. Tanya's here about to give away a brand new iPhone 12. We're here thanks to the Good Feet store at Katara.
We are too, where you can go for your free fitting and test walk. Just pop in and see the team there at Katara. What you didn't know, and I didn't know this, you probably didn't know. I'm assuming everyone's as dumb as me, aren't I? I only thought you had one arch in your foot.
Same.
You've got four.
Well, yes, apparently so. That's what the Good Feet store at Katara have told us. But I always thought there was one arch and you had like a flat arch or two.
Exactly.
But apparently there's four.
So go in and have them look at your four arches and see whether you need any support. There is no commitment. All you can do is go and check it out for yourself. Check your biomechanics. Make sure you're walking upright, not Neanderthal-like. Hey, Rose.
Hey, Tanya. I was just thinking how much you love the word biomechanics.
I do.
Heard you mention it a few times.
It makes me sound intelligent.
Yeah.
free fitting, test walk, go and see the gang at the Good Feet store, Katara.
Go.
Just ask how to score a $700 gift card when you get the latest iPhone at Harvey Norman.
Talking about my generation.
Tanya and Steve's iGeneration.
Oh, these iPhone 12s were only announced last Thursday, and some member of the generation is going to walk away with a brand new one. Today, from Cameron Park, we've got Dad Jeremy and daughter Kaylee, who's 13. Hi, guys.
How are you?
Very well. Hi Kaylee.
Hi.
Now, we want to know, what current iPhone are you on currently, Kaylee?
I've got a 6.
You've got a 6. And Jeremy, what have you got?
I've got an 8.
Okay, so do you normally get Dad's cast off, Kaylee?
What?
Do you normally get Dad's old phones, the ones that he no longer uses?
No, I don't.
Oh, so you're a lucky teenager.
No.
She gets a new one.
She gets hand-me-downs from her mum.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, how we play our generation is I've got questions in front of me. Some are weighted towards your generation, Kaylee. Some are weighted towards your generation, Jeremy. But you can jump in any time you like because the first to get to 3 gets the brand new iPhone 12. Do you understand?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. And your buzzers are your first name. So I want you to test your buzzer, Kaylee.
So Kaylee.
Yep. Jeremy.
Jeremy.
All right.
Don't be nervous,
no.
Kaylee. I'm sensing some nerves. Make sure you jump in quick with your buzzer, Kaylee, and beat your dad for this iPhone 12.
All right, Rise. You're going to have to keep tally here.
Okay. I can do that.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, question number one. Harry Styles was a member of which boy band?
Kaylee.
Yes, Kaylee?
One Direction.
Yes.
Correct. 1-0 to Kaylee.
Come on, Dad. In tennis, what is the word used to explain the score 40-40?
Jeremy? Deuce.
Correct.
1-1.
Mm-hmm.
It's a close match.
Question three. If I was downloading the TikTok app, would I be downloading a clock app or a social media app?
Kaylee.
Yes, Kaylee?
Social media.
Correct.
Ooh, we're 2-1 to Kaylee at this stage.
If you get the next question correct, Kaylee, you'll score the iPhone 12.
Okay. Now, Jon Snow was the main character in which TV series?
Jeremy.
Yes, Jeremy?
Game of Thrones.
All right. Now, this is the decider. We've got 2 apiece. Either dad or daughter will walk away with the brand new iPhone 12. You ready, guys?
Yep.
Name one of the teams in the NRL Grand Final this weekend.
Jeremy.
Yes, Jeremy?
Penrith Panthers.
He's done it.
Woohoo!
Dad, you get the new iPhone 12.
And all the bragging rights.
Oh, Kaylee, does that mean you have to get Dad's cast off iPhone 8 now?
I'm not sure.
Or
we
do
might
you,
leave it with a 6.
Do you think there might be a bit of wriggle room? Do you reckon he's the kind of dad that would go, nah, darling, you have the 12?
Yeah, I reckon he'll give it to me.
You
Dad?
Reckon he'll give it? Ooh.
Jeremy?
Yeah, there's a good chance you'll end up with it.
Oh,
good stuff.
Well, whatever. One of you is walking away with a brand new iPhone 12 thanks to Harvey Norman. Thanks for playing, guys.
Yeah, that's excellent. Thank you.
Well done, Jeremy. Thank you, Kaylee. If you'd like to play Tanya and Steve's iGeneration, thanks to Harvey Norman. Register now at triplem.com.au. All this week, we've got a bunch of iPhone 12s to give away. And you can ask them how at Harvey Norman to score a $700 gift card when you buy the new iPhone 12. That's it for us today. We will see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Foot, knee, hip or back pain? We can help at the Good Feet Store, Katara.